Warning. District Queen contains explicit material not suitable for minors. Parental discretion is advised.
You are now listening to District Queen.
Hello.
Today, come kada matmin. What the?
Namdi.
Today, ka fukus dakikatan.
Margot?
Namdi? I wasn't expecting a call. How are you doing in there?
Margot, it's so good to hear your sweet voice. I've missed you terribly.
I've missed you too, Nambi. What made you finally decide to give me a call?
I couldn't wait for another letter. How are things for you? How's work? How's your dad?
I'm okay. My dad is getting married. He asked if you were coming with me to the wedding.
I surely wish I could make it. Look, I'm sorry about all of this. I truly am. It was never my intention to get you caught up in this type of lifestyle. I'm not even sure how I got here.
None of that matters, Nambi. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, however long it takes to get you out of it.
I appreciate...
Hurry the fuck up!
Excuse me?
You heard what I said.
What's your problem, man?
Shit! What the fuck is going on over here?
Margot, you know how I feel about you. It will never change, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be in here. There's a lot going on with my case, and I don't want you to wait for me. Margot? Please tell me you're still there.
I'm here, Nambi.
This wasn't an easy decision, but I couldn't live with myself in here. For God knows how long, knowing that you're not truly living your life.
Yeah, but...
Are you fucking serious?
What are you going to do, pussy?
You knew I was on an important call.
I don't give a fuck!
Okay. This is the game you want to play.
What the hell?
Shit! Wait, get up, baby. I need to take this.
Okay, but make it quick, love.
Margot! I wasn't expecting your call. How can I help you?
I just spoke to Nambi. He said he might be in there for a long time. What's really going on, Lulu? And tell me the truth.
Well, slow down. I have as many details as you do. What did he say exactly?
Just what I told you. That he might be in there for longer than we expected. He told me to move on.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Do you think I was expecting it? Why would he say that, Lulu? I don't get it. I thought things would be working out by now.
Margot, he's essentially told both of us to move on. This is a time when we need to stick together. I told you I'm here for you. When can we meet again?
At this point, did you think you'd ever see Nambi again?
I didn't know what to think. I wanted him out, but I also needed to understand what I was getting myself into.
As far as what?
Loving someone in prison. Neither one of us knew what was coming.
Well, this phone conversation had to shock you. She doesn't seem to be the Lulu that Nambi painted her to be. How did you react to her sudden warmth?
I wish I could say I saw right through it. But there was something about her voice. Her telling me that we needed to stick together made me feel less alone during that time. Aside from Veronica, I didn't have another female companion.
So this conversation, once again, played on your state of vulnerability at the time.
It did. I was subconsciously looking for a tribe. I needed to feel a sense of community.
Do you think Lulu knew this? and possibly used it to her advantage.
Of course she did.
Jackson, I'm hungry. Stop somewhere before we get to this hotel.
What if the client wants to fuck you in the ass?
Well, I'll be sure to eat something tonight. I need something in my system in order for me to even have the energy for him.
All right. What you want? Comment?
Nigga, I'm vegan.
What the fuck is that? You were supposed to be.
Never mind. Comment will be just fine. I can just get a salad to get me through the session.
I mean, my throat. This shit is always packed. I ain't waiting this long ass line. Come here, mom.
Hey, man. Excuse you.
All right. My bad, mom.
Nice suit, by the way.
Thank you, man. Yours is fly, too. Armani?
You know it.
Hey, ma'am. What can I get for you today?
I'll take a chickpea salad, no dressing, to go, please.
Got it. And for you, sir?
I'll take the Genoa pie.
Okay. Your total is $23.48.
Okay, gracias. Here you go.
We'll have that ready to go for you guys in just a minute.
Gracias. So, Raven, you know this is big for me. Okay, so whatever this motherfucker wants, you don't say no. ¿Me entiende?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck about this being big for you. I just want my coin. I'll be sure to do my job the exact same way I've been doing it, okay?
Here you guys are. Have a nice night.
Bitch. Girl, I remember those days. Calm your drunk ass down. No time to reminisce over invisible nigga. Speaking of niggas, did Cordero hit you back yet?
No, and I'm getting pissed. He read my message a few minutes after I sent it.
What the fuck is his deal? You know what, niggas ain't satisfied until you start doing crazy shit. Pull up on his ass.
Girl, what? Hell no. I'll text him again.
Bitch, call him. Don't let him leave your shit on red again.
That's doing the most.
I'm just trying to help your no dick getting ass. Excuse me.
You really are crazy. I really can't believe he left me on red.
Hey, what's up? It's Cordero. Thanks for calling. I'm away from my phone, but I'll call you back in my earliest.
Hey, it's Margot. I need to see you. Call me back.
Well, that was a blank fucking mission.
He's buried?
No, bitch. Let's just say I don't have the tools necessary to join his team. And on that note, I'm ready to bounce. I'll call the Uber. We tipsy as hell.
Go ahead and call your own. I got another stop to make.
I knew you was going to take my advice. A few drinks and painting a dick got you hot.
Nah, V. I really just want to know what's going on.
With that dick?
Girl, call your Uber.
Margo, what are you doing here?
I sent you a text a few hours ago. I even called you and left a voicemail. I'm just trying to see what's going on with you, Cordero.
Yeah, I got your text and your voicemail.
Okay, and?
Yo, are you drunk? You gotta be. That's the only explanation for showing up to my house unannounced.
You're not gonna invite me all the way in?
For what? Man, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow, so you really don't like me anymore.
Yeah, you're in bad shape. You could take my bed tonight.
Are you sleeping in here with me?
Good night, Margo.
This hotel is fly as fuck. Rich nigga shit.
I've been fucking better places. What's the room number?
2046. He said he just got here. He was a referral, so let me go up there with you to introduce myself.
What floor, please?
20.
My pleasure.
Oh, yeah, my man, so you just stand in the elevator all day and you wait for people to get on.
With a smile.
Papo, that shit has to be boring as fuck.
Most visitors to this hotel have the means to tip me pretty handsomely, so I truly don't mind.
Hey, I can't knock that hustle.
This is your floor.
Gracias.
My pleasure, sir.
Okay, you ready?
Always.
Oh, shit. Armani suit. You're Congressman Davis?
Come on in. You fucking oaf. Don't ever say my name out loud like that again. In a place like this, with people like you, you never know who's watching or taking pictures and videos. Are you fucking stupid?
Congressman, I'm sorry. Look, I just thought it was ironic that, you know, we just ran into you at Comet. I mean, had I known, I would have just put Raven in a car with you then.
Put her in a car with me? At a busy place like Comet? You really are an imbecile.
Congressman, look, we're sorry. Jackson was just leaving.
Yeah, I'll leave. I wanted to introduce myself since you were a referral from George and Barbara.
Don't worry. I'll be sure to tell them what a dipshit you are. Leave, now.
Raven, I won't be too far. Just call me when you're done.
Leaving so soon? Where's the young lady?
Mi hermano, what kind of question is that?
You don't have to answer. I know everything that goes on in this hotel.
Okay, man. Whatever you say.
Good evening, handsome. What can I get for you?
Coño. I'll take you if it's on the menu. I'm willing to pay the price.
I might be too expensive for a guy like you.
Ha. Try me, mommy.
What's your name?
Daddy.
Oh. See, Daddy has a lot of catching up to do.
What you mean?
Well, I never had one, so you have 28 years worth of gifts
mommy,
to give.
That's light work, okay? Hold on. Raven, you done already? Hey, I have to come back for you later, sexy. Okay?
Well, the price still will be the same, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, brother, I don't want to talk. Okay, man, just back up to 20.
My pleasure.
The amount of money I'm paying, I want exactly what I like. And this whore isn't it.
Jackson, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'll be downstairs by the car.
Okay. Congressman, what happened? Raven is one of our most beautiful and adventurous girls. Why did things
when
end
George
so
and Barbara told me about their time, they mentioned that you guys provided them with a variety. I thought you'd show with a variety for me. Now, what the fuck is this Raven chick gonna do for a man of my taste?
Well, you never specified exactly what you wanted in our text. You just said someone fun and youthful.
Youthful was the word I wanted you to pick up on. Raven looks to be at least 20.
Okay, you want younger. I have a girl named Zoe that I could call.
No girls.
Oh, that's all you had to say. Congressman, surely I can get you a young man within a few days. What are your requirements?
I prefer blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, someone who fits my idea of the American fucking dream.
I've never scouted for this before, but I want to keep your business. Look, I'll call some connections that I have at Georgetown, see if we can get you a Zac Efron lookalike.
Oh, no. Zac could be way too old.
Too old? Congressman, what the fuck do you want? A little boy or something?
Precisely.
District Queen Season 2 is a Vision R Her production created by Akia McKnight and directed by Zell Gaiman. This episode was written by Jasmine Henley Brown, starring Mykia Jeter, Phoenix Washington, Kalima Gaston, Toya M. Nelson, and Angelo Diaz. District Queens Season 2 production crew include Tahir Dodier, sound designer, editor, Xavier Robertson, dialogue editor, Julian St. James, engineering, mastering, theme music by Julian St. James and performed by Sean Rose, second AD Summer Knight, casting director, Saraya Billings.
Next time on District Queen.
We played and we talked. We talked and we played. We laughed. We drank. I told him I was only in town for the night.